Good morning and welcome to Scottsdale Chamber on the Air. This is Rick Kidder, President and CEO of the Scottsdale Area Chamber of Commerce, coming to you on Independent 1310 KXAM. And as we always begin our show on this beautiful Saturday morning, we have a member spotlight. And our first member spotlight is Ken Epstein of Epstein Photographic Studios. Hello.
Good morning, Ken. Rick, how are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
Good.
Now, you are a photographer by profession.
Have been for well over 30 years.
Tell us a little bit about what your core business is.
Most of my business is either product photography, food photography, or aerial photography. Those are the three main things I do. And as my slogan says, people, places, things on the ground and from the air.
Fantastic. And when you talk about food photography, you're really talking about the kinds of shots that appear in magazines, cookbooks, things of that kind?
Cookbooks. I have three or four cookbooks out there. I'm also a member of the International Association of Culinary Professionals. I'm in their food photographers division. One of my clients here in town is the Heart Attack Grill.
Ah.
An image I did for him, which is his quadruple bypass burger, which is a burger that has four of everything on it.
Oh, that sounds absolutely frightening and wonderful at the same time.
It is. You need a knife and a fork and probably a shovel to eat it. But that image I did for him was the most downloaded image on Google back in December of 2007.
You're kidding.
Over a million downloads.
And was it somebody who was trying to eat this thing?
You know, he had just, well, no, it was just a shot of the burger itself.
I'll be darned.
And he had been on TV on a couple different news shows promoting the restaurant, and everybody grabbed it and took it off the web.
That's wonderful. Well, do you do the, when you're doing food photography, say, for a cookbook, do you do the food styling as well? So that you...
I have experience doing styling, but most of the time I do hire a food stylist. That's one of the most fascinating parts of food photography.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Is actually the styling and what you can and can't fake depending on what you're doing.
Once it's been styled for photographic reasons, there's a pretty good chance that you're not going to want to eat that product, right?
No, it goes right in the garbage afterwards.
Yeah, they use...
It's doctored with so
many different
things.
And...
Oh, we make ice cream out of Crisco and confectioner's sugar, and so it doesn't melt. And ice cream is one of the most challenging things.
Oh, I'll bet it is, obviously, because of the lighting.
Yeah. And if you're shooting the actual product, you scoop the ice cream, you have about 30 seconds before it really starts to denigrate, you know, and it's not photographic anymore. So when you're shooting ice cream that is not the actual product and it's just a prop on the set, then you can make the fake ice cream and it'll sit there all day and behave.
But it won't taste very good.
No.
I can't even imagine walking up with a spoon and taking a big bite of Crisco.
It's just not.
That's not pretty. You'd mentioned aerial photography as well, and for that is primarily for commercial real estate purposes, right?
Commercial real estate. I've done some residential real estate, raw land, and just some scenic aerials for myself. I have clients all over the country that are either developing a shopping center here in Arizona or selling a commercial building, and I go up and photograph the properties for them.
And you do that primarily from fixed-wing aircraft
helicopter? It depends upon the client's requirements. I have one client who really only wants me to shoot out of a helicopter because they want me to get to a lower altitude, and they're usually dealing with individual buildings. And then another client who develops shopping centers, and there I can shoot from a fixed wing because I can be at a higher altitude to show some more of the whole development.
Wow, and that must, not that I'm asking you your prices, but that must be something that's fairly expensive.
It can be fairly reasonable, depending upon where it's located. You know, it depends what your definition of reasonable is, but many jobs can be accomplished in less than an hour if they're here in the valley. And that's how you rent the airplane or the helicopters by the hour with a pilot.
You do some product photography, too, and I assume that's largely for print ad?
Print and web catalog work.
Wonderful.
Yep.
What kinds of products have you done?
Boy, I've shot everything from PDK audio and videotapes was a client. I have a coin collectible client now.
We
shoot sports memorabilia, coins, paper money, all kinds of collectible items. I just finished a shoot for a client that makes medical products. So they do the molding and the injection molding and the fabrication and manufacture and assembly here. And I just finished shooting 8 or 9 products for them.
And a lot of this, of course, is for now it's a whole new market, website.
Yeah, a lot of it's web, still a lot of it's for print.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're shooting on the web, you still need the excellent quality that you get from a professional photographer. I always try to tell people, even if you think it's only going to be a 1-inch square on the web, you want that lit as well as possible to be seen. Don't just throw it out on your driveway and take it out. It just doesn't work.
And I can tell you, when you go to a website, even when you're talking about a small screenshot of something, you can tell the difference. You
can
tell when something's done well and when it's done in a kind of slipshod manner.
You know, the key to anything in photography, and I always tell clients this and I tell friends this, you can give me any camera you want. Just let me control the lighting. If I can control the lighting, I can get you a good photograph. And that's the key.
Now, most of the professional photographers I've talked to fall into one of two camps. They are in the Nikon camp or the Canon camp. Which camp are you in?
It's funny you bring that up. I was a Nikon photographer for over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Within the past 16, 18 months, I just switched to all Canon equipment.
No kidding.
Yep.
Now, was that a hard switch for you?
It was a hard switch. I was using a Nikon-based camera made by Kodak that was a full-frame digital sensor.
Uh-huh.
So it was equal to what we used to get on a 35-millimeter piece of film.
Sure.
Some of the sensors are smaller, and there's magnification factors with your lenses, and your wide-angle lenses are not truly wide anymore because they don't give you the full image. And Nikon at the time was not manufacturing a full-frame sensor camera, and Canon was. And I did a comparison. I compared my Nikon lenses and cameras to the Canon, and I decided to switch to Canon.
So did you have to switch out all of your lenses as well?
I sold everything and replaced everything with Canon equipment.
You know, having bought some camera equipment, that's a staggering investment.
It can be. I was able to recoup a lot of the money I invested, and I was selling things on eBay and sold a couple of pieces of equipment that basically got back what I spent, what I paid for them.
Wow.
So, it cost me a couple of $1,000s to make the change, but it was well worth it.
Well, and actually, you're lucky. Yeah, it was a good, smart selling on your part to be able to make that change for a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Because you can do a couple thousand dollars for a lens easily.
I've spent that for a lens, yes.
Oh, wow. It's amazing. We talked a little bit earlier, and I wanted to ask you, as I kind of ask most people in interesting professions like yours, what your most challenging shoot was.
I have a shot it's on my website. It's almost become like a signature photograph. Mm-hmm. It's a splash and a glass of water.
Uh-huh.
And it was done for a client who wanted something that looked refreshing. They manufactured water filtration systems for the home. And they wanted a shot that said, oh, this looks really refreshing. That was going on a box. And it was a shot that actually took probably 2 days to set up.
Wow.
And to work out all the mechanics of it. I mean, that's the biggest challenge that I enjoy is figuring out how to actually do the shot. Executing the actual photograph sometimes takes just a couple of minutes, but
it's
figuring all the preparation is what it makes it a challenge. And that shot took about 2 days to prepare for, and it took another 2 days to shoot because it involved splashing water. And every time the water splashed, if you go to my website, if you don't mind, I'll give it
www.epsteinstudios.com.
Every time the water splashed, the glass was embedded in sand that we were photographing. So all the sand had to be changed. The glass had to be dried off. The air and water injection system that made the splash had to be recharged. So it took 2 days to shoot about 15 exposures. That was a big
deal. Wow.
Yeah.
And there had to have been a point somewhere in there you said, I hope this is worth it.
You hit that shutter and the strobe goes off and you just hope you captured it just right. And the client was very happy. We had a number of images to choose from.
Well, I'm not giving away your age because I don't know your age, but I know that you're probably old enough so that you didn't begin with digital.
No, I began when film was king.
That's right.
And I was brought up in the time when there was no computers and no Photoshop.
Sure.
So any of the special effects shots that I do even now or have done in the past, everything I wanted to do needed to be captured in camera. I didn't want to have a retoucher come in and do things. And even today, even with Photoshop, it's minimal on any of the special effects things I do. I want to be able to say, this was captured in camera because I did all the work and prepared for it, and it wasn't handed off to somebody to retouch the splash in there or to make adjustments on it.
Well, and we're lucky to be the beneficiary of some of your incredible work. You've been an ambassador with the Chamber. You do the photography at our ribbon cuttings.
Yep.
Ken, we can't thank you enough for all that you've done for us.
Oh, I thank you. Thanks for this opportunity. And my volunteer work with the Chamber is just a joy. I mean, I really enjoy doing it.
Well, thanks, Ken. And if somebody wanted to get a hold of you because they had some photography to do, how would they do that?
My website is www.epsteinstudios.com, or they can reach me direct on the phone at 602-788-3686.
Ken Epstein, thanks so much for being a part of our show. Your business is fascinating, and I urge everybody to go to EpsteinStudios.com and take a look at what is an incredible portfolio. Thanks very much for listening. Scottsdale Chamber on the air on Independent 1310 KXAM.